Don Newbery and Fort Worth. This time, the idle American talks about spell check runs amok. Spell check, first thought to be a handy computer feature to help us use the correct letters in the proper order for word formation, often goes haywire. Like oft-discussed artificial intelligence, A1, by the way, is the abbreviation, despite my thinking it to be short for Alfred in the early going. It can be dead wrong, redden faces, and run far afield from what is intended. This may be true when the name of our current hometown, Burleson, Texas, where we have domiciled and semi-retirement since 2002, is typed. Burleson had hardly gotten the sleepy rub from its eyes when, in 2002, we moved into our modest tract home on a cul-de-sac near Interstate Highway 35W. Longtime residents at the time bragged about the community's immense growth, its population reaching 20,000 shortly before the turn of the century. Old-timers rattled on about memories of one traffic light, a couple of eating places, and it being the Crepe Myrtle capital of Texas. Many comments seemed trivial, usually trailing off to other topics like grandchildren and the weather. Similarly, Brownwood, Texas, where I grew up, once was known as the feather duster capital of the world, to which millions of deceased turkeys might attest. Over the past two decades, though, there have been interesting, or at least semi-interesting, facts surfacing long enough to pique interest about Burleson, which is now a wide-awake place. Interestingly, and most sentences beginning with this word aren't, our town is named for a university president, Dr. Rufus Columbus Burleson. Not only was the late educator a president, he took on the task twice, 25 years apart, at Baylor University, which was chartered by the state of Texas in 1845. Baylor, by the way, almost moved to Dallas in 1929, but in that initial year of the Great Depression, most everything huddled in place. That a man would serve in this role for a decade, 1851 to 1861, and be asked to return in 1886 for 11 more years, defies both probability and imagination. Well, I've digressed shamelessly. Research entices with rabbit trails, many of which I traverse gleefully. Initially, I was addressing a topic of spell check. But wait, there is a connection. Often when I type the word Burleson, spell check suggests that my intent might have been to type burlesque. It even offers to make the correction for me with the click of a key. Burleson was a good 10 miles from any known sin at the time of its founding in 1912. Fact is, there were only a few hundred people to sin and or walk the straight and narrow at the time. Humbly begun, Burleson was but a stop on the Interurban, which was a tram-like electrical rail car arrangement that ran 10 times daily between Fort Worth and Cleburne. Henry Renfro, a visionary who owned much land and cut a wide swath politically, wanted to honor the man who had been his teacher, then president at Baylor. Thus, Burleson was born, even if spell check doesn't cotton to the choice. We'll never know for sure, of course, whether Dr. Burleson cared to have his name on city limits sign or not. He might have wished his middle name, Columbus, had been chosen. But another community had already chosen that historic name a half century earlier. Rufus doesn't set well either. Neither do Rufusville or Rufusburg, or perhaps Crepe Myrtle. We can only guess how a spell check might have mangled these topics. Burleson has grown threefold, now around 60,000 since our arrival, with no end in sight. The proximity to Fort Worth, now ahead of Austin as Texas' fourth largest city, helps, of course. Our family name identifies buildings at Howard Payne University in Brownwood, Texas, where I graduated in 1961 and served as president 1986 to 1997. A couple of dozen students gathered for the naming of Newbury Place Apartments, claiming it to be an historic day. Quote, "Now they'll know where to deliver the pizza," one student bragged, seemingly relieved. Don Newbury in Fort Worth. Good day.